Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Turkey has launched its assault on Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria now that U.S. troops have pulled out. The Kurds say the U.S. has betrayed them. President Trump calls the assault a bad move and says he does not endorse it.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland on our newsline. Jeff, what is Turkey hoping to accomplish here?
Well, Turkey's hoping to accomplish the following, and that is they've labeled these particular groups in Syria, the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces, which are largely Kurdish, as terrorists and affiliated with the PKK, Turkish Kurdish Workers Party in Turkey, that has had a three-decade-long insurgency against the government in Ankara. So what they want to do is, if you will, clean out this area where the SDF is occupied in northern Syria to a depth of about 20 miles along a 300-mile stretch of border, and eventually push out somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 million Syrian refugees who have moved into Turkey due to the fighting and the civil war. And basically what the Turks ultimately want to do, of course, is destroy the Syrian Democratic Force as a viable entity.
The Kurds had helped the U.S. Defeat ISIS. They're still holding ISIS prisoners. Will this U.S. withdrawal allow ISIS to re-energize?
Boy, it's a real possibility. You know, there's upwards of 20,000 ISIS fighters, we think, scattered around Syria and Iraq. Many of them are sleeper cells. We have seen them begin to conduct so-called small hit-and-run type of attacks, trying to resurrect networks, resurrect their financial systems to support an insurgency. And as you suggest, the Kurds have somewhere in excess of 70,000 ISIS fighters and their families in detention camps. Now, with this offensive, of course, the concern is those forces they have that have been securing those particular camps may be moved away and moved up to the front in response to the attack, and perhaps then lend a greater probability of those particular people slipping away, rejoining ISIS, and seeing that insurgency resurrect.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. CBS News military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland. Early reports coming out of the region say at least 7 civilians have been killed so far.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.